Trump says he is not afraid of ground combat in Iran. Amid growing war concerns, President Donald Trump said he is not afraid to deploy U.S. ground troops in Iran, dismissing comparisons to a Vietnam-style conflict. Speaking in the Oval Office alongside IRN's Taoiseach, Michael Martin, Trump stated he would send troops if necessary, though he has offered few details about what would trigger such an invasion. He also claimed the United States could destroy Iran's energy infrastructure within an hour and suggested the war should last only weeks, even as some officials predict it could extend into September. The president's remarks come amid rising evidence of preparations for a potential ground campaign. A U.S. amphibious-ready group of 5,000 Marines and sailors, with the USS Tripoli and USS New Orleans, is en route to the Middle East, capable of launching amphibious assaults and deploying aircraft such as F-35s and helicopters. The force is expected to arrive near Iran by the end of the month. Meanwhile, the administration faces internal and public opposition. Joe Kent, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, resigned after declaring he could not support the war, arguing that Iran posed no imminent threat, and that the conflict was driven by pressure from Israel and its American lobby. Trump dismissed Kent as weak on security and welcomed his departure. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers warn that deploying ground troops risks escalation, with Senator Richard Blumenthal stating that Americans deserve to know the true costs and dangers. Public sentiment also leans heavily against a ground invasion. 74% of voters oppose sending troops, and 53% disapprove of the war entirely.